Lovely. We'll get the recording started. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. On today's ICANN Academy Working Group call on Friday, the 5th of October, we have Sandra Hofer-Richter, Hong Xue, Sébastien Bacholet, Glenn McKnight, Chuck Gomes, Siranush Vardanyan, Yaouvi Atohun, Tijani Benjema, Oksana Priotko, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Stéphane Van Gelder, Ron Sherwood, Adam Gosling, Rumi Kanish, Jonathan Cohen. Apologies noted today from Elliot Noss. From staff we have Elise Yilmaz, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. If I have, please speak up now. Thank you very much, and over to you, Sandra.
Thank you, Gisela. Just to reconfirm, am I audible?
Gisela here.
Hello, Gisela. Glenn's joined.
Thank you.
I think there might be some GNSO people on the call. I'm not sure.
Yes, we've done the roll call. Thank you.
Sorry.
Cool. Thank you. Over to you, Sandra.
Okay. Thank you, Gisela. First of all, to ask everybody if some addendums to the agenda shall be made. The agenda is visible in the Adobe chat, but for those not on Adobe chat, I will read it again. We have the roll call stuff done. Second, I will give an update on where we are currently with the work in this working group. Third is to reevaluate or to confirm the scope of this working group. First point is setting the agenda for the 3 hours Toronto meeting. Fifth, to discuss the role of staff in this project. And the sixth is any other business. Are there any addendums to the agenda? Then please let me know in this moment. Okay, I see no hands raised, and I hear no interference from the people on the phone. So I would proceed with the second point on the agenda, giving an update where we are, and since Prague. A draft proposal was submitted to the working group, which was drafted by Cedric Yilmaz and myself, to have a pilot project or a leadership pilot project in Toronto. The proposal, in the moment it was submitted, it sparked a lot of discussion on the mailing list, discussion about the content, about the target group, learning goals, and so on. This was a discussion which was really fruitful and, in my point of view, necessary, because this discussion should have actually been taking place in Prague already. But as some of you might remember, the meeting in Prague went to a totally different direction, talking about budget and responsibilities only and not about the content for a leadership program. However, it turned out that the working group was not very comfortable with the draft curriculum, and a doodle was set up to decide which kind of way to go. We had three options in the day meeting: a two-day meeting, or to postpone a one-day pilot project, a two-day pilot project, or to postpone the pilot project for Toronto. Finally, it turned out there was a slight majority to postpone the project, and so we did. Under the given time constraints in regard of the NOMCOM announcements for appointees and also the travel arrangements for participants, I think this was the best solution. However, the need for a leadership pilot program, it is just not agreed. Who exactly is the target group? There are two ways of looking on leadership. on the one hand, we can talk about ICANN veterans. On the other hand, we can talk about incoming ICANN leaders. Furthermore, it was not quite clear, depending on which target group we want to appoint, the learning goals, the methodology, and also the time, if it's a two-day, a three-day, or whatever program, but this is also addicted to the budget. Another question was raised during the discussion, which was, is it one project, or are these two projects we are talking about? I expressed myself on the mailing list, and I want to do this later on under point three again. But for the moment, this should be my update, and I want to ask at this stage if there are any questions, any comments. Please apologize, I did not follow the chat while I was speaking. So people who raised the question in the chat might raise it here again. Please raise your hand, or just if you are not connected to Adobe Connect. Okay, I see there are no hands raised, so I will immediately proceed with point three of the agenda, and this is the reevaluation and confirmation of the scope of the working group. I want us that we confirm we are on the same page. I mentioned it already, the question came up, are we talking about one project or are we talking about two projects? From my point of view, and I want to reiterate this again, we can only talk about one project. This one project implements two components. One is on a long-term distance and the other one on a short-term distance. The long-term distance refers to this pyramid, which is currently displayed in the Adobe chat room. But I want to reiterate again, it is not carved in stone. The other short check refers to the pilot leadership program, where a budget was allocated, and which should actually have was planned for Toronto and was postponed now. In my opinion, and I'm really in the strong belief of that, we should not separate these two projects from each other, because the implementation of in a modular system always needs us to think about the broader scope and the broader goal. If we can agree on such a modular system as in this pyramid, we can actually don't do anything wrong, because working in a modular system gives us the opportunity to adjust, to add, to synchronize, or to improve existing or new models.
Sandra, it's Marilyn.
But
can I get in the queue, please?
At this stage, I want to... Yes, Marilyn, I was just about to give the voice to the working group, and you may be the first then.
Well, I just want to mention that I want to be sure that others... I had
Marilyn?
Been... Hello? Hello?
Hello, we hear you, Marilyn.
I had been speaking on the Adobe audio, but I think you couldn't hear me.
I hear you.
I know you do now because I dialed in. Thank you. I am a little concerned that I still am not sure. I listened to everything that you said, but I'm still trying to really understand what are we trying to come forward with today? Something that then goes into I understand it's something that goes into a discussion on Toronto, but I just wanted to mention that given the Toronto agenda and the fact that there are a number of competing meetings, at the end of this call, maybe we should really consider whether that call will be able to last a full 3 hours. So if we could just park that and come back to it.
Sandra,
this is Stefan.
Yes? Neverland just
Can I speak?
Who's speaking?
This is Stefan.
Okay, Stefan, please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, if you
good,
could
thanks.
Speak up a little bit.
Just wanted to echo, I'm almost kissing my computer, so I don't think I can speak any louder. But just wanted to echo what Marilyn says. I think the meeting we're trying to have in Toronto is ambitious in terms of time. So although we may want to park that subject for now, as she suggested, it is one that we might want to work out before the end of this meeting, so we know what to do in Toronto and what meeting schedule we're expecting. Thank you.
And I thanks, Stefan. Sandra, I'm just going to mention for some the workshop that's been scheduled, which was not scheduled at the time we scheduled this, on accountability structures and expert panel may require the speaking role of some of the chairs of the various groups. And I just, you know, I'm not trying to cause a problem. I'm just trying to provide information so we can plan accordingly.
Thank you, Marilyn, and also thanks to Stefana. The main goal of this conference call, maybe I should have mentioned that before, is to set up the agenda for Toronto. I think this is the most important part to proceed most effectively in Toronto. But before that, I think we should also discuss some basic questions. We can put it aside, and we don't have to finish that today, but setting the agenda for Toronto is the most important thing, also under the circumstances that it's conflicting with other meetings. But before that, I want to give floor to Tijani. He raised his hand for a long time. Please, Tijani, go ahead. Tijani, you might be muted.
I wanted to say that nobody spoke about two projects. I was the first or the one who spoke about it, and I said we should work on the long term and parallel with the short term. I didn't speak about a second project, a different project, but I am aware that it is one puzzle, one part of the whole project. So I don't think we have the I don't think someone proposed to consider it as a second project or a different project. As for the Toronto meeting, I think that the discussion was very long about it, and I remember a lot supported the fact that we have three hours meeting on Wednesday. So now if there is a conflict of time, I don't know how to do, but it is always like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Are there other comments or questions on this matter? Yes, Hong raised her hand. Hong, please go ahead.
Well, thanks, Sandra. I'm not wishing to repeat what I've commented on the list. Whatever it is, one project or two projects, fine with me. And the issue here is that in Prague, at our only face-to-face meeting, I took quite some time to understand that the pilot leadership project was the one that is different from the academy proposal. after Sandra's very constructive briefing on the list, now I learned that that could be the pilot project, could be the building compartment for the academy proposal. Well, that would be brilliant. But I really want to know, is this really the consensus of working group, or has been also agreed by I can. Or is this only our understanding? And it's not really been supported by ICANN. I guess that's quite important issue to know. So over to you, Sandra.
Sandra, thank you, Hong. I had some difficulties to understand. Then go ahead.
Sorry, it's Marilyn. I'd just like, is it okay if I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
I think perhaps I'd like to, I'm not exactly sure, Hong, that I'm adding to your question, but maybe adding a parameter to another aspect. So ICANN has a new communications and stakeholder senior vice president. I guess the larger question may be, how does all of this fit into a larger initiative? And perhaps that's what relates to Hong's question of, you know, what do we have consensus for in this group? But then also, what do we have consensus for proposing into the larger picture at ICANN? We're trying to have a meeting in Toronto to try to continue to advance a couple of proposals and how they relate to each other. But I guess there is a question about how overall would this fit into a larger ICANN picture? Is that what you're asking, Hong?
Oh, yeah.
Hong, do you like to reply?
But Marilyn just paraphrased my question. This is my question.
Problems to understand the last part of your speech. So yes, I agree. We should try, or the scope of this working group should be how any capacity building provision, either if it's a leadership program, training, or something else, could make a picture within ICANN. In parallel, we should of course look on the concrete project to be implemented, which is apparently the leadership program. Does this answer your question, or is this a sufficient comment?
Oh, well, Sandra, well, I don't know. Is a problem of the line, or is this my expression? I'm sorry for my English capacity. Well, of course, I understand. I fully understand your point. That's crystal clear to me. Well, your expression is very, very informative. But what I'm attempting to know now is that whether this is also the understanding of the whole group and whether this is the understanding from ICANN as well. In Prague, well, there was some difficulty, at least for some member in the group, to understand that this pilot project was a project designed by ICANN for capacity building. Now, as you stated that this is the implementation to the academy proposal, that's really great. What I want to know, this is really the authoritarian, really the interpretation with authority from ICANN as well, or you're representing ICANN. Right, so I don't know whether I expressed myself clear this time. Over to you, Sandra.
Thank you, Hong. As we have Phyllis Yilmaz from ICANN call, she might reconfirm or refer to your question. However, just the way you received my answer, yes, that's the way it is. And I would like to have this working group to agree on this course of action. And I know from ICANN staff that this is that we are then on the same page. And I think this could be a good starting point to start with. But before I speak more, I like to give the floor to Tijani, then Stefane, and later on Chuck Gomez, because they raised their hands. Tijani, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. I do understand the worry of Hong, because the meeting of Prague gave us the impression that we have a different view from ICANN staff. But to tell you the truth, I don't care a lot about what do think the ICANN about our project. We have a project, we want to present it to ICANN, and if they don't want it, they will refuse it. But we have this project. We worked on it, and we want to work on it further. The second question of Hong So is very important. The whole working group, is the whole working group agreeing on the whole project and this part of the project that we are working on for Beijing? And I think that this call and the meeting of Toronto will give the right answer to this question. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Next on the list is Stefane from Gelder. Stefane, you have the floor, please.
Thanks, Sandra. I just want to react to a couple of things that I'm hearing, just to make sure that I'm hearing them right or that we're all on the same page. I'm surprised to hear people asking ICANN for permission or guidance. My understanding of the work that we're doing here is working on the idea ourselves. I don't see ICANN, whatever that is, I don't know who people think they are asking. Is it ICANN staff? Is it ICANN? I mean, ICANN is a community of various parts, so it's always difficult just to refer to ICANN. But the point I want to make is that it's up to us here to determine both the outcome and the kind of aim that we are setting for ourselves. That's the whole point of having groups like this. So I don't think it's up to ICANN if we mean staff to provide guidance. I think it's up to us to determine where we want to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Stefana. I just saw Phil raise her hand, and as your comment was about staff, I would like to give Phyllis the floor first, and then later on Chuck and Olivier. Phyllis, the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. Phyllis Yilmaz here. Hello, everyone. Well, first of all, I will start with saying I totally agree what Stefan said. I think ICANN staff being ICANN staff is part of ICANN as much as, you know, when we talk about ICANN, it's also the community. So anyways, going back to Hong's question, who is doing what and what is approved or what not and what approval really means, and I would like to go a bit back to 2011, February maybe. By then, we were already talking about this initial idea. I was aware that ALAC, as a group, was working on a concept called ICANN Academy, where the concept included various types of outreach activities and trainings and forms of them. And it was a concept. As Sandra said, it was. It looks like this picture with this graphic where blocks of implementable concrete projects are forming up the framework and the concept around it. And when ALAC produced this idea of having leadership training as part of this concept. We gave even floor to Olivia at the time to explain this to ICANN staff and the board, so we understood what the concept was together, what the implementable with would be or what could be sent as a request. So then, after receiving this information all, there was a request, a budget request, sent out by the ALAC group for the FY13 budget process. And this FY13 budget request specifically, and there is a link for that, I again ask Sandra to send the link of this request so everybody can see it, what the original request was. It was sent within the FY13 budget, okay? And that request was for an SOAC leadership training. It was very concrete. It was very specific in the needs of it, what the goals are, what it should be doing, how the guide, I mean, it even contained guidelines, how the implementation should be taking place. So having this, having that received, Sandra says she doesn't have that link, but it should be somewhere. ALAC staff who sent the request on behalf of ALAC group should have it. So can I ask Gizla or Sylvia to provide the link, please? And having received that, we got back to the ALAC group. We started talking about, okay, you want us, you know, this to be implemented. How is this going to happen? And one of the advisors, both the ICANN board and the staff we agreed on giving, was that this is an overall community effort. So it needs buy-in and acceptance and consensus from the larger community. And following that advice, I believe Olivia, Sandra, took taking it further, they went out and formed this, you know, made the call, and this academy working group is formed. So it's not only an ALAC initiative anymore. I mean, initially it's an ALAC initiative, the idea, but it is for the entire community, needing the entire community's consensus. So that happened in Prague. When the ICANN staff first attended the meeting of this ICANN Academy Working Group, we only knew that the budget was only approved for a pilot because this the concept versus concrete implementation was not clear. That there was still discussion within the ICANN Academy Working Group. Accordingly, the approval was only given for a pilot to see if there would be an agreement or consensus on the pilot project. So that is what happened in Prague. And as I explained there, and I repeated several times at ICANN staff, we do believe this is a good initiative. This is a good idea, both the concept and the implementable bit, which is called SOAC leadership training, which ALAC first put in place or put forward as an idea. Now that as the entire ICANN Academy working group, if you agree on that implementation, then we will get our guidance from you guys saying that, okay, this group, the entire community agrees on this initiative with these implementation plans and specifics. And we can tell you, okay, this is what we can do, this is what needs to be done to have it happen as ICANN staff. This is how we see our role in. And but if you don't agree, then yes, we will have to wait for your conversation to be over. So this is important now. If you are talking about the concept is there, but what needs to be implemented and put in place is a specific other thing, I believe. I hope this helps, Sandra, in explaining how it is seen by ICANN staff. It was never an ICANN staff initiative. We received a request from ALAC group, and the advice was, okay, this looks like a good idea. Does the community agree? Do the others agree? Based on that, Olivia and Sandra went out and worked hard in forming this academy working group, and now we are here, hoping that you know, we will get guidance from consensus or not reaching consensus. Either way, ICANN staff will follow the guideline this ICANN Academy Working Group will reach, hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis, for making this point so clear. I think this helps a lot in the future discussion and avoids future misunderstandings. I'd like to give the floor to Chuck, who is waiting quite a long, and then Olivier, please. Chuck, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Sandra. I think I heard you say, Sandra, earlier that you were asking basically whether there was agreement on this group in terms of where we're going. And then Felice, if I understood correctly, just was asking for the same thing, whether there is agreement. I'm not sure what I'm being asked to, whether I agree to. One of the things that was clear on the list is before we can really talk about specific projects and so forth is a clear understanding of who the target audience is. Now, what I'm hearing this morning for me is that that we're talking about leadership training. But even with leadership training, we need to define the target audience. There are potential leaders who are coming in cold with regard to ICANN. There are very experienced leaders. There are those that just about anywhere in between. It's hard to agree to anything until I know what target audience we're focusing on, and I think there are different target audiences, even if we are talking about leaders. I assume that what I'm doing really is saying, you know, what we really should be working on is the agenda, and the first part of that agenda really needs to be targeting the audiences that are out there that we're considering. To pick one of those audiences, and then we can move forward and develop learning objectives and so forth, just like we talked about on the list. So again, I'm not clear what the questions are from both Sandra and Felice in terms of whether there's consensus. Consensus on what? I have no idea what the question is asking.
Thank you, Chuck. Just to quickly answer your question, I couldn't actually agree more stated about the target audience and the learning goals and the steps to go. I see this as the main discussion point for our Toronto agenda, which is point 4 of the agenda today. What I and maybe also Phyllis want to agree on, the scope of this working group, and this is simply as that. Are we talking about one project or two projects? I think this is rather clear now. Everybody expressed their opinion that it is one project. It is, on the one hand, a framework which has a long-term implementation. And on the other hand, we are talking about, the working group is talking about short-term goals which are to implement it within this framework and which was actually the one planet for Toronto and is now postponed to Beijing or later. I'd like to give the floor to Olivier next. Olivier, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. It's Olivier for the transcript.
Olivier?
Just a couple of things. Yes, can you hear me? There is a small delay, by the way, between the time when I speak and the time that you speak, so I think that might be the reason why there is a problem sometimes when handing over from person to person. Anyway, assuming that you can hear me and I don't see anybody waving otherwise, I think that the discussion we're having at the moment is one where I kind of feel like Groundhog Day. We've already discussed these things. We're turning around the pot at the moment, and some of us wish to already dig into the pot, and others are still turning around. The actual audience that the project should be having, so the target audience, is something which I think should be best discussed face-to-face, and that would be the first point in the agenda for Toronto. The second point in the agenda for Toronto would then be the story of funding. And I can already provide you with the details that the reason why target audience that was originally set for Toronto, so for the thing that was supposed to happen in Toronto, and I'm calling it a thing because I don't want to give it any name, but the thing that was supposed to happen in Toronto, the funding was provided specifically for that and for leadership, so the incoming leaders of ICANN. This was because at the time, upon the discussions that At Large had with finance, it looked as though it was the project that was going to be most likely to be funded. Now, if this is not going to take place in fiscal year 13, so if the working group decides that it does not want to conduct this in Toronto, and, well, that's already out, so the next thing would be Beijing, then we're already looking at fiscal year, at the next fiscal year after that. And that effectively means that a new budget request would have to be put together, and that might be completely modified compared to the current budget request, because what we do also have is a complete change in leadership at ICANN. And one of the things which I managed to talk about when I spoke to Sally Costello, the new incoming VP for communication, I believe that's her position, is to invite her to that meeting for her to be able to also provide her points of view on things. She doesn't know anything about the project that is at hand since it's all up in the air, but it would be a good opportunity for her to get acquainted with the people involved in that project and to perhaps even start from the beginning having a relationship between staff and the actual work that is taking place. The concern that I always have is that we work in silos, staff works in one side, communities separately work on their own side, and we end up with the kind of situation that we have now where everybody is talking in parallel. Although I think we're all talking about the same thing, everyone gets a bit confused. So that's the second thing that should really happen in Toronto. The third thing is really to set up a timetable of how we're going to get where we want to go. In other words, when does this program need to be ready by, and then working back from there, giving ourselves an actual timetable of exact timings and deadlines and basically being able to track that project. It seems to be quite a complex project because it involves all the SOs and ACs, and it will involve, I'm sure, a lot of discussion and so on, but we really need to make sure that we're not going to be pressed for time and at the last moment, which is what's happening at the moment. So I would suggest the calendar, the third one. These are three things which I think 3 hours would be enough to discuss. Now, understanding that there might be a problem now with the clash, this is maybe the thing that you should discuss now and say, do you want a three-hour full discussion face-to-face, or do you want a shortened face-to-face discussion in Toronto? Because the other thing you do have to remember is that we then have 6 months until Beijing. So that's 6 months without being able to speak to each other face-to-face, and that sometimes is a problem. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Olive. I just like to clarify, because I might have understood it wrong. For Beijing, we don't need a new budget request. Beijing is still under the financial year 13. But for any other following meetings, Durban or Latin American, we need another budget request. The budget request,
that's
however,
correct,
has
Sandra,
to be submitted in January. So we think about this also. I just want to give Phyllis again the floor for just 3 seconds. She likes to clarify something, and then I really like to move on to agenda point number 4. The most important, setting the agenda for Toronto. Phyllis, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. Phyllis here. Sally, as the new VP of stakeholder and engagement team, she has been indeed briefed about this project. She knows about it. And I think the invite is a good idea to involve her so she can follow up the developments from Toronto on in regards to this. She finds that important. Already, the second thing is about the budget. what you said is right, Sandra. If the budget that is approved at the moment is for the FY13, which includes Beijing, but if the ICANN Academy Working Group decides to do something on maybe in Durban, then that will require new budget process, which can be handled, through the normal channels. It's not a big deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Sandra, it's Marilyn.
Yes, Marilyn. Yes, Laura.
I guess I'm going to make a time proposal for us, and I don't even know if it's feasible. We wanted an extensive period of time because we're not in agreement on all things, even if we are in agreement on a high-level concept. So we were looking for face-to-face time to better understand each other's concerns and views and what might be effective to put forward. I'm wondering, and I know it's short notice, but just on this call, is it even feasible to think that since the board no longer meets on Friday, most of us will be flying out? I don't know what else is scheduled, and the strat plan meeting may be on Friday morning, which would tie some of us up, but is it even feasible to consider Friday morning if many people aren't traveling till Friday afternoon, or is that out of the question? What I'm worried about is...
Thank you, Marilyn, for this...
What I'm worried about is we're going to get to Toronto. The schedule is really crazed, and I don't need to say more about how busy it is. You all know that, all of us. But I think it's going to be difficult if we can't have face-to-face time.
Marilyn, you're finished?
Oh, yes, thanks. Sorry, yes.
thank you, Marilyn. Yes, thank you for this proposal also. I see there is... people like your proposal. I like it as well. I will be there on Friday also, and I was also thinking about arranging an informal meeting beside the schedule for all those interested and all those still available on Friday or maybe on Saturday even to discuss what we couldn't clarify during the 3 hours meeting or with what maybe came up during the ICANN meeting because our meeting is on Wednesday in the middle and maybe we have some more information by the end of the meeting which can be evaluated or discussed further. And I would really like that and I will work with well, I think mainly on the mailing list. I will work out a proposal and how to organize that.
It's Miron. I just need
Olivier, you still raised? Yes?
Sandra, I just need to
Marilyn?
Sandra, I just need to clarify my proposal. It's Miron. I'm not saying we should do it. I'm saying we should assess it. And so, you know, I think... we need to be careful not to hold meetings when the majority can't attend, right? And so Friday might be possible, but I would ask that we clarify, first of all, and Carol Correll could do this for you, whether the Strat Plan Working Group is launching on Friday. That would tell you whether the chairs and other people are already tied up. I think Tajani also was in that group. Could we check that to see if it actually is feasible and is a time that the majority of people could be there for a couple of hours? So I'm cautious about saying it's a proposal, it's a tentative proposal until availability is verified.
Yes, Marilyn, thanks for clarification. I would say let's do a doodle and then we will know more about it. I like to give the floor to Olivier, or I like to ask Olivier because you still raised your hand. Is it still from your old comment, or do you want to comment, Olivier?
Thank you, Sandra. It's Olivia for the transcript. Just to remind you that there is an ALAC and regional wrap-up meeting from 8 to 10 on Friday, so it would have to be after 10 a.m., and I hope it's okay with everyone else, because you do need to be there as a member of the ALAC. After that, from 10 to 12, there is an ALAC XCOM meeting, but you don't need to be in that, and so you would be able to attend a small meeting of those people that still remain behind. But I'm hoping that everyone can still make it to the Wednesday session.
Thank you, Olivier, for reminding me. I will consider this when I fill in my time into the doodle. So let's figure out that on the easy way and not discuss this on this call. I really like to go to the next agenda point now, the agenda for Toronto. What I learned from this call so far is, and not only from this call, is that also on the discussion on the mailing list, that the most important discussion, the key issue, is the target group or the target groups. And I want us to put this on as first point on the agenda for Toronto. And after that, we can define other agenda items like the learning goals, timing for Beijing. And I would like to ask you and to indicate this in the chat or raise your hand if you do not agree to put the target group on top of the agenda for Toronto.
Sandra,
can you please use the tick
I need to get in the queue. It's
the on. Check. I see. Yes, please.
It's Marilyn. I actually think the learning objective is the first topic, because we have to understand what the purpose of this is, and I think that helps to define the target group. And by the way, I hope everybody agrees with this, but I'm going to say, to me, it's target groups with an S. And I think from the conversations we've had, we do agree. But I think we have to define the learning objective and the purpose. Otherwise, how do we know, you know, we're just kind of saying, okay, we prioritize this group or that group. But if this is an ICANN-wide initiative, and I think it should be, what's our purpose? What are we trying to accomplish? Is it building awareness and understanding broadly about what ICANN is and acceptance of ICANN's role? Is it building the capacity to be effective in participating in ICANN, whether it's participating remotely or in person? Is it building the capacity to contribute in policy development? I know some of the proposals have targeted the idea that we're going to groom leaders. But from the BC perspective, we're thinking about this as broader capacity building to enhance and support the entire organization with the idea that people lead where they are. That much of the contribution comes from those who are working in building the groups or in taking information about ICANN into the community. So, you know, for me, I will live with the consensus of the group, but for me, I think we should determine the learning objective and then turn to the target audiences. But I think those two are very intertwined, by the way.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have you finished?
Thanks, yes.
Okay, thank you. Just to summarize, I saw there was disagreement in the chat room from Rumi, Chuck, and Olivier. I myself partly disagree with what you've said. I disagree with that we should first define the learning goals and then the target group. I think it's the other way around. But I agree with what you said, that both things are not to looked at too separately from each other. I mean, somehow they go together. And yes, maybe we should extend the first agenda point, defining target groups and learning goals. I think maybe this could be a solution, but let's give the floor to Chuck. He raised his hand immediately when you were speaking. Chuck, you have the floor, please.
Thanks. This is Chuck.
I certainly agree with you, Marilyn, that the two are very closely interrelated. But the learning goals are going to vary so much by the target groups that I don't think you can go very far on learning goals without knowing the target groups. And what I would predict will happen is we're going to have to select some subset of the target groups that we may have for the long term to focus on in the short term, and that selection will greatly influence the learning goals for that particular group or groups. So, again, I agree that they're closely interrelated, but I don't think you can go very far on learning goals until you know who the target groups are.
Thank you, Chuck. Next on the list is Olivier. You have the floor, please.
Thanks very much, Sandra. It's Olivier. And I think I might have said that in the past. I really enjoy speaking after Chuck because he usually says all what I want to say. So it's really great. Just to add, there is the framework diagram on the Adobe Connect page, and I think that effectively defines what the different target groups are. The rest has been said by Chuck. This is really the sort of discussion we need to then have in Toronto. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. I also like to point out what Phyllis was mentioning in the chat, that if we are talking about learning groups or a learning group, we are also talking about the next implementation step within this framework. And I agree with Marilyn said there are clearly not only one learning target group. There are multiple target groups, and we should think about sufficient capacity building framework, and we should just concentrate now on one to get the next implementation step done. Are there any other comments on this issue? Because otherwise I would note as agreed that we discuss the target groups / learning goals at the first point on the agenda for Toronto. If you have objections or other opinions, please raise your hand or your voice now. Okay, I have no hand raised in the chat. So my second proposal for the agenda would be that we discuss the possibility to implement something whatever for Beijing or later. I think this is the next important point also with regard to forming a new budget proposal for the next financial year or not, because the budget proposal has to be submitted by the end of January. We meet in October. Beijing is somehow in April. So we should start working on the budget proposal immediately after Toronto if we decide that we won't have anything for Beijing. So I think this is a point for discussion as well. Are there objections? Do you agree?
Sandra, it's Marilyn. I have a counterproposal.
Yes.
I have a counterproposal, if I might, and we could debate them both, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
I think that actually our second item should be materials, mechanisms, and approaches to do the capacity building. So one approach is face-to-face. Other mechanisms are online training, and other supporting materials are going to be needed. So once we agree on target groups, learning goals, I think we should be talking about mechanisms. And I don't think that would include the idea of possible face-to-face meetings, but it would also address the development of other approaches to supplement, augment, enhance.
Thank you.
and I'm just going to go on to say one of the things that has concerned me about the previous discussions has been assumptions that people can come in and get trained on different groups' opinions, as opposed to we're broadly developing capacity and skills. And we'll deal with that, I think, when we talk about the learning goals, so I don't need to talk about it further here. But we really can't bring people into any kind of orientation, training, skills enhancement, et cetera, unless we understand that we have to have well-prepared, peer-reviewed materials and supporting mechanisms. So I think we need to talk about that as well.
Thank you, Marilyn. I think you're proposing the direction of the long-term perspective on the framework which we have proposed by the ALAC, but which should be modified by our ICANN community. Just to explain one little detail, if you look at the pyramid, there is one white tick which has no color. You cannot read what's in there because it's too small, but it says advanced virtual learning. And when we drafted this pyramid, we were thinking about missing implementation modules within the ICANN structure. And so I think what you are proposing goes pretty much into the discussion on the overall concept, and we should then be very, very clear to separate, and there we have to do a separation between the long-term goal and the short-term goal. The short-term goal can be Beijing, can be later, can be face-to-face, can be online, can be anything. The long-term goal is to look at all the different needs and all the different mechanisms should put in place for an inclusive capacity building program which deserves the name ICANN Academy. Olivier, I see you have raised your hand. You have the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. It's Olivier again. And I have a feeling we are somehow in violent agreement here. We all want a number of programs to be set up. The trouble is how do we start? Starting with one of them is much more likely to be sustained or sustainable than trying to run 5 or 10 things in parallel at the same time on several fronts. And I've said it in the Adobe chat, but first on the funding front, that's one thing. Running a lot of things in parallel is going to be very expensive. But then also, as far as we are concerned, if we want the community to build those programs, build the curriculum, it will be an absolute challenge to be able to build one for the different target groups all in parallel. It's going to be very hard. So we have to really concentrate on one thing, bearing in mind this might just be the first year where we have one pilot, not even pilot, I don't want to use pilot, because, you know, it's basically one target group, one subject, one type of teaching, moving on to the next year where we can expand at that point and have the group continue and work on other ways and to address other parts of the ICANN community. But if we want to do everything simultaneously, I see this as being a case where we'll just go around in circles and get very, very frustrated indeed that nothing is happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. I agree with what you said, and I think we can resolve this problem or this issue if we define target groups and learning goals in the first step. We can then decide on what we are heading to be implemented first. And this also implements a discussion about the mechanism, online, offline, face-to-face, whatever. However, inside, if we go for Beijing or later, because this has an impact on our immediate work after Toronto, to work either on a new budget proposal or not. So I would still put the timing for Beijing or later, as it has a budget impact, on the second point of the agenda. And then discuss, yeah, and then move on further. As a next point for the agenda, I see a very important one, which is the role of staff. The role of staff should be defined in a very clear way. We had, when we submitted the proposal for the pilot in Toronto, some quite controversial discussion on the mailing list about staff giving presentations, which were not even considered to be educational. So we should be very clear about what role staff should play in this whole system. I don't want to go into detail of that. I just want to summarize because I see we are now running out of time. I want to summarize what we have for the agenda so far. We have at first the target groups and the target goals to define. We have secondly to decide what, once we collected the different groups, secondly to decide about how to proceed on a short notice for Beijing. And it was my proposal to discuss also the role of staff. I think what Marilyn mentioned to talk about the mechanisms will always be an underlying issue when we talk about target groups, goals, and so on and so forth. I don't think we can really separate this from each other. Maybe this belongs all to the first part of the discussion and later on also to decide on what we are going to do for Beijing or later, that we talk about mechanisms, on and so forth. I just want to ask you if you agree to this agenda, because then we will work on the timing to allow most of the people to participate effectively. So to say that if you have conflicting schedules, you maybe can jump in and jump out into the discussion. I'm not sure whether this will work. I still hope we have many members of the working group for the 3 hours meeting, and we will see what we can do for Friday. But if there are no objections, I would set the agenda as just proposed. And I would like to ask you to indicate whether you agree or not in the advocacy check room or by raising your voice or hand.
Sandra, yeah, we want to add one word, please.
Yes, Yaovi, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. Just first of all, I agree on the agenda, but as you can see, one comment I made is that I see the current leader's role very important in this program. So I just want to suggest that you put in the agenda the role of the current leaders. So I don't know yet how you call them, speakers or all not, but I find their role very important in that program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yaovi. Let me put it that way. I think this is another very long discussion once we have agreed on the first steps. But if there is time, sufficient time, I think we could also touch this issue. It goes a little bit into the direction of the role of staff, because staff had a role to play in terms of teaching and of educating, which, as I mentioned, sparked a very controversial discussion. So I think this is also an underlying issue which will always be with us during the whole discussion. Let's put it as a side issue. So are there any other comments? I just tried to post the agenda again because there were a question in the chat room. Try to post the agenda again in the chat room. It says the first is discussion on target groups, learning goals. The second is timing Beijing or not. And the third would then be role of staff. And I think what was mentioned regarding mechanisms and presenters, we had this discussion also, who are they called, what are they called, presenters, teachers, whatever, will be also a side issue discussed. So as I see no objections and no other hands raised, I consider this as agreed for Toronto. And the last point on our agenda for today is any other business, and this point is particularly important if there are issues which were not raised during this call but you think should be discussed. Even if we cannot finish the discussion today, we can fulfill or continue the discussion on the mailing list. We still have one more week to go to Toronto, and I would ask you to raise your hand or your voice right now if you have any other business. Glenn, you have raised your hand. Glenn, you have the floor, please.
Hi, Glenn McKnight for the record. A few meetings ago, we talked about the Moodle, and Siva and myself created a template of the Moodle, and also I provided my short, I have approximately 40 short videos that I've offered to the Academy to use, so just if there's a working group still working on the Moodle or using some of the material that I've produced, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Yes, I remember pretty well the work you and Shiva have done on the Moodle, which was very much appreciated. I just think at the moment it is too far ahead. It is too detailed and too concrete to be discussed right now. It will come up on our agenda once we decided how we are going to organize or which mechanism, as Marilyn is calling it, will be put in place. I think then your proposal will soon come up again and will be discussed. But for the moment and for Toronto, I see no point putting this in the agenda. But anyway, maybe you can use some informal discussion and promote what the work you and Shiva have done so far. Are there any other questions? Okay, I just went back to the agenda for our today's call and saw that a role of staff in this project was a singular point. As we are running out of time now, I propose we leave it on the agenda for Toronto. I think it's a better solution to discuss this face-to-face than on the phone or on this call. And if there are no other comments, I would then thank you, all of you, for participating in this call. I'm really impressed by the number of participants and the comments and for your active participation. And I would then conclude and this meeting as closed and finished.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today's call. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Have a good weekend, and for those who will be traveling to Toronto, see you there. Thank you. Bye-bye.